Your ears do not deceive you. You are once again listening to Melting Pot. The Melting Pot Radio Hour, reborn once again. My name is Michael Barnes. I am the operator of this here blog, Melting Pot, and the radio show that shares its name. And we have a couple of traditions here at Melting Pot to do a couple of end-of-the-year shows. And I see no reason to stop those traditions. And so that's what you're going to get today and also tomorrow. Today, focusing on the best things that I picked up, dug up in terms of vinyl over the past year. I had a lot of records, quite a lot actually. I ended up selling back to various dealers and trading and all that, but even still, a whole bunch of records. And so a lot of music to share with you, very much dominated by the trip that I took to Cuba. And that's where we're going to begin, with probably my favorite record from that trip, from Rafael Somovia. The name of this record is simply Instrumental, and it is pretty much all instrumental music, though sometimes some vocals come through, as is the case with this song, Dominga, a cover of a track originally done by Jorge Ben. Rafael Somovia, the name of the artist, starts us off here on Melting Pot's Best of 2015, best vinyl that we dug up in 2015.
Oh, chore, a vida é assim mesmo, eu fui-me embora. Mamãe, mamãe, não chore, eu nunca mais vou voltar por aí. Mamãe, mamãe, não chore, a vida é assim mesmo, eu quero mesmo, é isso aqui. Mamãe, mamãe, não chore, pegue uns panos pra lavar, leia um romance, veja as contas do mercado, pague as prestações. Ser desdobrar fibra por fibra os corações dos filhos. Seja feliz, seja feliz. Mamãe, mamãe, não chore, eu quero, eu posso, eu fiz, eu quis. Mamãe, seja feliz. Mamãe, mamãe, não chore, não chore nunca mais, não adianta. Eu tenho um beijo preso na garganta, eu tenho um jeito de quem não se espera. Braço de ouro vale 10 milhões, eu tenho corações fora do peito. Mãe, mamãe, não chore, não tem jeito. Pegue uns panos pra lavar, leia um romance, leia Elzira, Morta Virgem, O Grande Industrial. Eu por aqui vou indo muito bem, de vez em quando brinco carnaval, vou vivendo assim felicidade. Na cidade que eu plantei pra mim e que não tem mais fim, não tem mais fim, não tem mais fim.
Let me show you. just can't stay here no more.
What I'm all about. ना खेल है दिलदार का, ओ भूल से नाम ना लो प्यार का, दिल ना खेल है दिलदार का, ओ भूल से नाम ना लो प्यार का, प्यार भी झूठा यार भी झूठा, देखो मुझको दिल वालों खाया है धोखा मैंने यार का, जहर है प्यार का, दिल ना खेल है दिलदार का, भूल से नाम ना लो प्यार का, प्यार भी झूठा यार भी झूठा, देखो मुझको दिल वालों आया है धोखा मैंने यार का,
The nicest thing about doing the show no longer on a radio station is that I get to have the sets be as long as I want. Maybe it's a good thing, maybe it's not a good thing, I don't know. But, I go where the spirit moves me. At the tail end of the set, music from the Maytals from a record called Toots Presents the Maytals. On Chin Randy's Records, Disco Reggae, the name of the song. We had music from R.D. Burman from a soundtrack record, but from a 45. The name of the song is Dil Lena Kel Hai Dildar Ka. Nice Bollywood disco for you. Los Tios Queridos, also in the set, Si Me Ves Volar, the name of that B-Boy song. Big thanks to Ju Young Lee for putting that on my radar. Music from a group, I believe, out of Latvia or Estonia, somewhere in the Balkans, something that at that time at least was still part of the USSR. The name of the group was Moto from a 7-inch. Nevajag Radat, the name of the song, something that I also picked up in Cuba. And was one of the things I was really hoping to find, some music not just from Cuba itself, but from either the Soviet bloc or from a number of other countries, things that you just don't find generally here in the U.S. And that one was mighty nice, as you could hear, especially that drum break. Here, and music from the last record I bought in 2015, The Perfect Circle, a group out of Oakland, self-titled record from 1977 on Inner City Records. Spread News was the name of the track that you heard. Music from The New Birth in the set as well, from their album Birthday. You heard the song You Are What I'm All About. We have music from Muddy Waters, After the Rain, featuring that incredible band that Cadet Concept put together to back Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf on records around 68 and 69. Blues and Trouble, the name of the particular song that you heard on After the Rain, the follow-up to Electric Mud. It had music from the Bay Area's Savage Resurrection, kind of classic San Francisco psychedelic sound, self-titled record from them, Talking to You, the name of that song. Nar Lea, also in the set, from one of the self-titled records from her from 1968. Something was produced by Rogerio Duprat, and I actually kind of like this version better than Gal Costa's version of Mamá Corazón. It's just, it's more stark, and there's just something more special about that sound. And starting things off with Rafael Somavia from the record Instrumental, one of the many records I picked up in Cuba. And the song you heard was his version of Jorge Ben's Dominga. In the background is another record picked up in Cuba from Vicente Rojas. It sounds like a song for dancing, but the song is called Esto No Es Para Bailar, which means this is not for dancing. So I don't know. A las 12 en la mañana, the name of the record from Vicente Rojas. Going to start this next set off with a bit of a mystery. This is a record that I picked up from Danny Holloway, and he didn't even know, couldn't remember what this was. You know, somebody who's been in the industry as long as Danny Holloway probably gets sent all kinds of things over the years. This has the sound of something from maybe the Los Angeles area, around early 2000, perhaps, 2001, 2002, somewhere around there, though it sounds much earlier. It sounds like it's from the 90s. Or late 80s. It's either from the first Bush administration or the second Bush administration, because there is a track dedicated to a President Bush. It's a white label. There's no information about any of the artists, and it has this kind of, especially given the fact that all the other songs are hip hop, it has this one rock song on it that is interesting, I guess. You'll see right now. So this is a mystery band performing a mystery song from a mystery 12-inch. If you recognize the sounds, holler at me, let me know. So I can figure out and solve this mystery. But here it is for you right now on the Melting Pot Radio Hour, and our best vinyl dug up in 2015.
Struck is like a pile of gold, and if I'm locked out, let me in. one nation of Ulysses, the serious, unserious, reverently irreverent, immoral moralist, whose iconoclastic assault on the received pieties of America placed them in the front ranks of social critics. What went into the making of the legend? There was their erudition, their stock of language, their lore and urban sagas, their ransacking of every literature, their knowledge of archaeology and racial history, of kitchen midden and skull measurements. There was the precision with which they knew the homely and workday details of culture, as well as the big abstractions. These with which they moved about in history from Neolithic times to the report of the latest congressional committee. Would you please be quiet while I read this? Thank you. All right. They were, as has been said, the last group who knew everything. And if they did not know quite everything, they could distract your attention from the gap by a wry witticism. There were their strange songs, any one of which could have made a lesser fan's career, and each of which had the knack of standing the accepted doctrines on their head. There was their polysyncopate language, and their slow acid style that corroded the sanctities. There were their concerts with their muffled messages which only the better souls understood. There was the way they looked, shaggy eyebrows, ashen faces with unforgettable eyes, rough clothes that hung too loosely on their shrunken bodies, a shell of silence into which they seemed to have retreated for good, and from which only the most persistent strategy could draw them. They refused to be patronized or dismissed, turned into a cult or giggled at. The important thing was to build a social analysis that would encompass modern culture and make humankind reckon with it. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to this.
Yeah, she hit me! It felt like a kiss! Yeah, the world shook when she said, well, let's make the bed! Well, this evil world, it needs much sweet! So poor to go, like you and me, we'll never go to sleep!
Yeah. As palavras vão passar e não vou dizer. Seu amor é meu lugar, em você vou viver. E você está de azul, de mistérios cor do mar. E meu canto vai pro sul a navegar. Borboletas vão voar, no ar vão fugir, e o vento vai cantar, você vai dormir. Mas você está de azul, e o céu está também. Mas meu canto lá no sul, você já tem. De azul, de mistérios cor do mar, e meu canto vai pro sul a navegar. Borboletas vão voar, no ar vão fugir, e o vento vai cantar. Você vai dormir.
Quero o barco desse mundo e também uma profunda, e vou buscar você pra lá. Os planetas já caíram e os deuses já me viram passar, voar por seu olhar. Alessandra, 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 vem. A demora dessa espera, Alessandra dorme nela. Dois ruas serão suas, e em cores de universo, Alessandra vê meu verso passar, voar por seu olhar. Alessandra, 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 vem.
Thank you.
music that you just heard is from Dunyan, and as you should well know, I'm a major fan of that band out of Sweden, and had a chance to interview them when they came to Los Angeles last year, and they mentioned that there was actually an instrumental version of the entire record, Ski Alt, all on 7-inch vinyl, and that was pretty much all I needed to know. As soon as I knew it, I had to pick that up, and you heard one of my favorite songs from them of all time, Soda, the instrumental version of that, which I love almost as much, maybe even more than with the vocals. Just incredible music from one of my favorite bands. Really happy to track that down. Also, music from Ronnie Vaughn in the set from his album Mina Makina Voadora, My Flying Machine, I think is how that translates, and Você de Azul, the name of the track from Ronnie Vaughn. The Power of Zeus in the set, Sorcerer of Isis, the name of that heavy track from The Gospel According to Zeus. You heard the Gospel According to the Nation of Ulysses just ahead of that, from the 7-inch, The Birth of the Ulysses Aesthetic. It's the song is labeled The Sound of Jazz to Come, and then N-O-U-S-P-T-D-A. I'm pretty sure that the N-O-U is Nation of Ulysses. I'm not sure what the S is or the P, but I think the TDA is to destroy America. So probably the P is, the S is the thing that's, I can't figure out. Maybe it was a 6-point plan. I don't know. But the plan to destroy America, but the S is the thing that's a bit of a mystery for me all these years. I think that came out like in 91, some 92 maybe. So well over 20 years old, but still sounded fine. Another mystery at the top of the set, a mystery band. I have no idea who it is, what the song is, what label, if there was a label, no idea. It's just a 12-inch bit of vinyl, white label, no information. Got it from Danny Holloway. He had no idea. No one seems to have any idea. I'm not entirely even sure how much I like that song, if it's really good. It just has some really interesting moments, and the mystery of it all, I think, is part of what intrigues me about the music on that 12-inch. I'm just kind of wanting to know just where the hell it came from. And so there you go. In the background is music from Achim Reichel. Vita is the name of this song. Takes up an entire side of his album AR4, released on the Zebra record label in 1973 or 74. Really, really tough to find. It was something that it wasn't on a white label, but it was just in a just white cover without the original cover, and I don't even think that the dealer actually recognized what it was or knew the artist, because he just had it labeled as Zebra, which is what the label is. And so I got that record for significantly less than I would have gotten it in the open market, and very, very, very happy, because as you can hear, it's really fantastic, just incredible, kind of kraut rocky kind of things. I'm going to let this play out, and then we're going to continue the music with a record that I didn't actually find it in the wild, but a dealer who I did spend some time with when he had a pop-up store here in Los Angeles turned me on to this record. And it's an incredibly fascinating album sonically, but also just visually in terms of the packaging. This is probably going to be one of the first things that I share with you in 2016. It's just an incredibly beautiful, beautiful record, particularly the packaging, from Brazilian artist Marino Castelar. That's going to be coming up in just a moment here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour and our Best of 2015 vinyl that we dug up. So I'm going to start the second half of this show with music from a Brazilian artist. Don't really know much about him at all. His name is Marino Castellar. He fronted a band called Banda Disritima, something along those lines, in the early part of the 1980s, perhaps playing with a band in the 1970s as well. It appears he released just one record under his own name on Novo Mundo, which seems to be just a private press of his. It's an extraordinary record in terms of the music, certainly, which you'll hear in a moment, but also the packaging. The packaging for this record, it features his face on the front, but when you open the record, you actually realize that it unfolds, and it unfolds into this egg that almost has kind of like a Hieronymus Bosch kind of picture connected to it. And so the packaging unfolds into an egg, and the vinyl actually is yellow vinyl, so the record is the yolk of the egg. Yeah, and so it's amazing, and the sound is amazing as well. Atenção and Luando are the name of the songs you're hearing right now from Marino Castellar on the Melting Pot Radio Hour and our best vinyl dug up in 2015.